Hi, thanks for coming back to Local Splash. My name is The Choice. How can I help you?
Hi, I missed a call from you.
Oh, please give me a few minutes here. Okay. Yeah, let me try to pull up your account. All right, thank you so much for patiently waiting. I was able to pull up that account. And am I speaking with Eugene?
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Eugene. Thank you so much for returning my call. I've been trying to reach out to you, but, you know, was not able to get a hold. So, yeah, really appreciate that you're calling. So the reason why I'm calling is I wanted to update you on your account, okay? I did a... analyzation on our ranking, especially in the local search. The competition in your area is quite strong, and many businesses have actually, you know, built up large numbers of reviews, which is a big factor in their strong Google placement. So on our end, optimization is always being handled consistently. To keep building your momentum, it's important to continue gathering positive reviews and regularly sending in more photos of your work.
Okay.
Yes. These steps will help strengthen your profile, Eugene, and also improve visibility against the competitors. And I'm not sure if you are aware already. We have a new feature available in the Local Splash dashboard. It's easier now, okay, to request for reviews, okay. I just want to check, do you still know how to log into your Local Splash dashboard?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, in your once you log in, you simply go to the Reviews tab, and from there, there is Request Review button. You just click it and enter your happy client's name, their phone number or their email, and yeah, as soon as you send the request, they will receive a message that you're asking them to provide review on your Google profile.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. I'll get on it. So
okay.
we need more photos of projects and more reviews.
Yes, that is correct, Eugene.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, we will keep supporting you with the technical side, you know, while your ongoing contributions through reviews and photos will, you know, really make a big difference.
Right. Okay. Hey, I have one other thing. I signed up with you guys, I don't know, probably 3 months ago with this, I paid $1,000 for leads.
I think you're referring to the Google Verified. Yeah, that's the Google Verified or the Paper Leads ad campaign. So that one, it's still running, okay. But then again, our ranking on Google is not good, so we really need to work on the reviews, okay, and also the photos.
No, I'm talking about something else. I signed up with you guys. It was to do with leads. You guys would find the work, and I think how it worked was I wouldn't have to pay for a lead. I'm driving right now. I don't have the logistics of it in front of me, but I do have it at home, what I signed up for. Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
Are we talking about the local bundle?
Bundle?
Yeah, the local SEO.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not really sure. As I said, I'm not... sure the name of it, but I signed up a few months ago. You guys would lead?
Yeah, that was Google Verified or Google Guarantee. It was formerly known Google Guaranteed.
So what did I pay the $1,000 for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the Google Verified, Eugene, okay, how it works is you only pay, okay, for leads. And yeah, if you still remember, we did charge you for the activation budget, right, for the Google Verified.
Nah, this is something different. It wasn't you I spoke to. It was someone else. It was a guy. I need to go home and check it, but I haven't. I paid $1,000 a few months ago for this other program that was introduced to me, but I haven't heard anything from it.
Now, I do believe it's for the Google Verified.
Hold on a second. So you're telling me I paid $1,000 for Google Verify, but now you're telling me that that's kind of a waste of money because I don't have enough reviews or photos? I don't understand.
I know, Eugene. So, again, Google Verify and Google Guarantee. The Google Business Profile, okay, this is for the local search, okay, but they are still connected with the Google Verified. So there is a new requirement from Google, okay, to like associate both Google Business Profile and Google Verified.
I don't understand. You're confusing me. So what am I paying monthly?
Okay, what you're paying us monthly, okay, let me just break down to you, okay, what you're paying us every month. So every month, okay, there is a automated billing amounting to $249.
How much?
$249.
That's what I'm paying you monthly?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
So. Yeah,
wow.
with the $249, the $149, yeah, that goes to the local SEO. Okay, this allows us to optimize your listing, not just your Google Business Profile, but the other listings that we manage for your business. For example, your Facebook, your Yelp, Bing listing, any other listing. Okay, to ensure that everything is fully optimized. And the $100 goes to your Facebook ads budget. Okay, we're still running ads for you on Facebook. So that's
right,
a total.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a total of $249 per month, and that's automatic every month. We take out $249 from your account.
Right.
And there is one product that you sign up. Let me see the date. So there is another product, okay, which is the Google Verified. So we did sign you up for this, okay, back in December. I believe you did speak with Amy about this upgrade, if you still remember.
No, it was the guy. You might be right, but I don't remember. I don't remember doing any upgrade. I do remember paying $1,000 for this guy that was talking about leads, and that's the last I heard of. It was $1,000, $240, and you're saying my search is very, very low, but I'm paying all this money, and it seems like a complete waste of time because. I don't really get any
calls. Okay, as for the Google Verified, Eugene, okay, the performance is actually depends, okay, the results will depend on the Google Verified ad performance. We have already enabled maximum bidding. The maximum bidding will help us maximize getting more leads. Okay, or more results. But then again, the Google Business Profile and Google Verified, you know, they somehow connected. So, we need to make the two of them, okay, to work. Okay. because, yeah, even if we have visibility with the Google Verified, you know, if you don't have enough reviews, the tendency is client or people, okay, will go for another business.
So how many do I have?
The reviews that you have?
Yeah.
Okay, you currently have 13 Google reviews.
Okay, what number do I need to get to?
Okay, so if you can collect reviews at least two to three reviews per week, that would be great. Again, reviews play a crucial role in how Google evaluates and ranks the businesses for Google Verified and Google Business Profile.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So I wonder if you could help me. Somebody called me yesterday through local Slash. He left me a message, but he didn't leave his number, and I have no way of getting contact with him.
Okay. I see here that it's from the Google Verified lead. So for the Google Verified leads, we actually share with you their contact information. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I can't find his information. The number that's associated with that phone call is my number. When I call that number back, that's calling Irish Pro Painting.
Let me see. Yeah, let me just log in very quick to your local Splash dashboard. Okay, this is not a Google Verified lead. We did set up a call tracking number for you, Eugene. So all of the incoming calls, you know, you should receive a notification. Yeah. Even if you have not answered the call yet, automatically you will go trigger the notification. So
where do I find it? What I'm telling you is the guy called me through local Splash, left me a message, didn't leave his number, and the only contact I have is local Splash number, but that doesn't give me anything.
Okay. Yeah, I'll ask this with our team, okay, and have the original caller's number to reflect instead. But anyway, I'm in the dashboard right now, and I see that person's contact information. I'll send it to you.
Okay, so I can't do that on my phone. If that happens, where the guy doesn't leave a number, I have to go into my dashboard to find his info.
Yeah, you can do that. That is other way in checking the lead information, Eugene. But aside from that, there is also another text notification. And that text notification includes the information, okay?
What are you talking about? What do you mean when you say text?
Yeah, there is a text notification. Like, you have a new lead and something like this. Let me just read you a... okay, you will receive something like this. Local Splash, Eugene, we are forwarding you a new lead. Something like that. We suggest contacting the lead as soon as possible, and then the lead contact information. You did not receive
that. I don't believe I got that.
Okay.
I can check again, but I don't believe.
Okay, yeah, because we did send you some notifications before, and yeah, it did reflect here in our end.
Okay.
Let me see. And I just want to check, Eugene, do you have our number saved in your contact list? This is just to ensure, though, that it's not being blocked.
I don't know if I have it in my contact, but I called you back on the number that you called me.
Okay. All right. So let me. Yeah, because I do recommend that you save our number. And are you able to check this number for me to see if... you said that you're driving, right? So I bet you cannot check this.
Yeah,
I'll just send it to you. Yeah, I'll just send it to you. Okay. Give me a few minutes. I'll send you a text.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I sent you the text. And do you have the Local Splash app installed on your mobile, Eugene?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I will also email you the instruction, okay, how you can download the app so that, yeah, so when the same situation happen again, you know, you want to find the lead information, you can just go into the app and get the information from there.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I'll send you that lead information. I'll text it to you.
Do you know which one I'm looking for?
Yeah, there was one call from yesterday. It's from Timothy Bruce around 9:43 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, can you also tell how many calls I'm getting from your end? Not too many.
Yeah, I see here that there are some few calls. Eugene, I do recommend that you log into the Local Splash dashboard and, you know, see these leads. Yeah, because it's possible that you, it's possible that you did not notice these leads, because then again, you said earlier, you did not receive notification, right? So,
you know, typically when somebody calls me, It comes up as a text as well, just like what you were talking about.
Yes.
But and that way I'm able to call them back. I got one from a couple of days ago, and I always respond, but this one didn't have a text. That's how I lost it.
Okay. Well, that is weird, because... Yeah, I did send you the number though that you should, save.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome, Eugene. Yeah, there is another number that I want you to make sure that is not blocked, okay? Because that is the number where your SMS lead notifications will come from. So.
Okay, got it.
Okay. All right. And also, I will check with our technical team to see if there is a way for them to, change the settings, you know, instead of, in your call history, instead of the call tracking number, I'll have them display the original number of the caller. So.
Okay. So it's Timothy Bruce Timothy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Eugene. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I'll also ask our Google Verified team, Eugene, okay, to further review your campaign. And let me know if you have any questions for me.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're very welcome. And yeah, thank you so much for your time. You have a great weekend ahead. Goodbye for now.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.